And we all know interpretations of the United States Constitution by the federal courts are not binding on the Texas courts, but they're persuasive. And as you'll see, and I'll have some slides on this earlier, almost every takings case I've ever been involved in has utilized federal takings law to determine how we make a determination under the Texas Takings Clause. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I mean, there's a lot more federal cases, and they seem to be the leader. And so Texas, as well as most states around the country, give a lot of emphasis to following the United States Supreme Court's interpretation of the Fifth Amendment. And you've got the clauses, you've got the Fifth Amendment that says, basically, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And then we have Article 17, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution, which says no person's property shall be taken, damaged, or destroyed for or applied to public use without adequate compensation being made. So as, at least textually, the federal Constitution says, thou shalt not take. And the Texas Constitution says, thou shalt not take, damage, or destroy. So the question is, does that mean that the Texas Constitution is providing more rights? Because the language is certainly different and potentially more expansive. And in looking at this, I went back and looked at the prior Texas Constitution, not a current one, but the prior Texas Constitution. In 1869, it said no person's property shall be taken or applied to public use without compensation. It basically had the same language, taken only, that our federal Constitution has and still has. The current Constitution from 1876 ever is added this language, damaged or destroyed. So you could certainly make an argument that the Texas Constitution is providing more rights because there is language added. And if you look at the analysis of when the Texas Constitution was amended, it was certainly designed to provide what we now call a regulatory takings remedy. In other words, you don't just have to physically take somebody's land for there to be a taking. You can have a regulation that impacts property so severely that it meets the multi-pronged Penn Central, Glen Heights, Sheffield factors to become a taking. But in looking at the historical timeline, it's my belief that currently the Texas Constitution really doesn't provide any greater rights than the federal Constitution, and here's why. Before Pennsylvania Culver's Mahon in 1922, the federal Constitution was interpreted to provide takings protections for physical takings. And that was it. Because you can remember the Fifth Amendment to the federal Constitution was put together primarily to address physical occupations. It wasn't that long ago, not too many years before the Fifth Amendment was adopted, British redcoats during the American Revolution would come and displace people from their houses or take over their barns. And so there was this great fear by the American public, once they created their own government, to make sure that the federal government would not do the same things that the British did. They wouldn't just come and say, I'm going to take your house, I'm going to take this because it's for a public good or whatever. So the takings clause initially was designed to protect from physical occupations, takings of land. There was no regulatory takings theory in the federal courts until 1922 in the Pennsylvania coal case. The Texas Constitution in 1876, which is before the federal Constitution recognized regulatory takings, added this language, this taking, damage, and destruction. And so in my research, I believe that what our Texas constitutional framers were trying to do was to provide a remedy that the federal courts didn't provide. Now, however, the federal courts recognize regulatory takings. So, in essence, we were ahead of the game in Texas by creating a regulatory takings remedy when the federal courts didn't recognize it. But even though the language of the federal constitution has not changed, the term taken has been construed to cover what our Texas Constitution says, taken, damaged, or destroyed. So I believe that they're coterminous now and that there is no real difference. But you look at the Texas cases, and I've just given some examples here. They just basically still assume without deciding. For example, the Glenn Heights Sheffield case, it said it could be argued there are differences in the wording of the two provisions, but nobody argued it, and therefore we're just going to look to federal jurisprudence. That was in 2004. Before that, in another case that I handled in 2004 was the exactions case, Flyer Mound case. And once again, the court recognized it could be argued there's differences, but nobody, neither I nor the landowner's lawyers, argued that the Texas Constitution provided any greater protection either in the downzoning case, which was Sheffield, or in the exactions dedication case, which is the Stafford case. And then before that, the Mayhew case that we were involved in back in the mid-90s, the Texas Supreme Court just says, we assume without deciding that the two are the same. So the question is, at some point in time, I do suspect that you will have a clever plaintiff's attorney who will try to argue that even if federal jurisprudence would not allow or recognize a takings claim, that it should be recognized in Texas because our state constitution provides greater protection. I haven't seen that case yet, but I suspect we will see it at some point in time.